The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
These days mark the anniversary of the victory of Islam after an era of darkness covering the entirety of the earth. These days are the days that the light of the Ahlul Bayt, the light of the Imam of our time, started to shine on the earth again. Through the revolution of the Ahlul Bayt, the Islamic revolution. How did the revolution happen? The revolution did not happen because there were armed groups fighting the regime. That was not what brought the regime to its knees. The regime of the Shah to its knees. That didn't. Read the history of the revolution. Imam Khomeini did not tell some of those groups that were really believers and they were mujahideen who were fighting the system and they were taking out some major figures from the Shah's regime. They had supplied themselves and trained themselves with arms, and they took out certain figures. Imam Khomeini didn't tell them, what you're doing is haram. But Imam Khomeini didn't encourage that. That's not what he did. He said, I'm not going to, you guys do whatever you think is right. That's your thing. But that wasn't what brought the regime to its knees. When Imam Khomeini started, he didn't say go out and kill the police or go out, put bombs here and there. He didn't do any of that. He addressed the Shah and he said, what you're doing is wrong, and people know that what is happening is wrong, and we should stand for Islam, stand for Allah. That's what he said. Okay. People came out next day on the streets. In Qom and in Varamin, close to Tehran, a smaller town close to Tehran, people came out with their kafans. They were killed. Imam Khomeini was in prison. Imam Khomeini continued speaking, people coming out, some of them killed, some of them imprisoned. Imam Khomeini continued speaking. The numbers of supporters of this ideology, this belief in Iran started to grow. A year before the revolution, because of the work of the likes of Ayatollah Khamenei as a younger scholar in Mashhad, in other cities, there were a number of them, but one of the, or I should say the prominent one, the most effective one after Imam Khomeini was Ayatollah Khamenei, that unfortunately, if we had time, I would explain all the details of why we insist on him being from before the success of the revolution, being the prominent figure in the revolution, without getting his name out, without trying to show off that he... No. But it wasn't only him. There were others as well in different parts of the country, different cities. What was their work? Did they, again, supply arms? Did they say, go out and kill this, kill that, bomb here, bomb there? No. Hear what Imam Khomeini says, support it. They came out in support. A year before the revolution succeeded, because of this work, when Imam Khomeini's son passed or he was assassinated, and they started holding big programs in Iran, the Shah had an article written to disrespect Imam Khomeini. The article was published. The people of Qom came out in large numbers against the Shah. That's all they did. Again, they didn't bomb anywhere. They didn't pull out arms. They didn't do that. They came out on the streets in large numbers against the Shah and against his command and against that cartoon and against that article that was published in that newspaper. The Shah came, cracked down on them, killed a number of them. News got out. The people of Tabriz and other cities, but the largest one was the people of Tabriz. 40 days later, on the Arba'in of the Shuhada, they learned from Imam al-Hussein's family, Arba'in, holding Arba'in of Shuhada. When you're in a movement against a tyranny, they held the Arba'in in Tabriz. People in Tabriz were killed. The Arba'in of the Shuhada of Tabriz was held in multiple cities. The largest congregations and the largest crackdown was in Yazd, another major city in Iran. Then it continued, and then day after day, it started picking up more and more momentum. In what way? Support of the people coming out. Imam Khomeini telling them, you need to come out and support and chant against the Shah. In Muharram, the Muharram programs, while Imam al-Hussein's name is mentioned, connecting it to that day, connecting it to their time, and connecting Yazid to their time. And so all those processions of Muharram were the largest processions against the Shah. And they killed them, but they continued coming. Again, bombing, guns, no. What support? Showing that support, coming out on the streets when it was needed to come out on the streets. When Imam Khomeini told them, we need to shut down industries in Iran, the workers shut down. When they supported, they didn't say we're going to come out in arms. Imam Khomeini said, the workers, the oil company workers, they shut down the oil company facilities, and so oil was not being exported. The car industry companies, the workers did not go to work. Other businesses, some for 50 days, they shut down their business for 50 days, 2 months almost, until Imam Khomeini came and the revolution succeeded. Support in these ways. People need to join. In the early days, the numbers of people were small, and the Shah thought there's no threat here. Or when he felt the threat, exile. They tried to sentence Imam Khomeini to death. Again, the people supported. Ulama supported. They couldn't do that. They sent him to exile. Thought they could get rid of that. Imam Khomeini continued. People started supporting more and more. The numbers of people started supporting. The level of support increased. And the revolution succeeded. The global revolution needs the same thing. The global revolution needs the exact same thing. The exact same pattern. If we do that, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same way that it took 15 years for those small groups in support of the Islamic Republic, in support of Imam Khomeini, in support of a revolution, on a level that they were willing to, just for coming out and speaking their support for Imam Khomeini, they came out with their kefans because they knew coming out means they're going to kill us. And they wanted to show that we are willing to come out and say we support even if you're going to kill us. We're ready for that. That's what wearing a kefan and coming out means. Small numbers in a couple or a few cities over time, because of their blood, because of their shuhada, the numbers increased. Then this will happen on a global scale, brothers and sisters. We will have you, inshallah, and all of those that are like you, and there aren't too few either. We have made progress. There are many people from various ethnic backgrounds and even religious backgrounds that have realized this and are in support. Inshallah, there are those who give life. They have given. The numbers will increase. The numbers will increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. And it will come to a time where the Imam of our time will come, meaning we will see him. He will reveal his identity. We'll all see him. And we see that, as Dua Nudba we read, وَأَنْتَ تَأُمُّ الْمَلَأِ وَنَحْنُ نَقُولُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you are to Ummul Mala. You are leading the people, and we are around you, and we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Do we see that that day comes? Inshallah, that day will come, and inshallah, it's near, and inshallah, we do. We're part of those that carry on this takleef.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.